from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That's actually really disturbing when you don't do that again. Put it back where you were in. Wah, 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 wah.
For the YouTube audience, you, man.
He's got my fat head in front of his skinny head.
Look at Dimmers.
Look at lettuce. He won't stop talking. He won't stop talking.
We got major lettuce on top.
Yep. Willer and Dibs in the house. It's a crossover.
Not for long. You don't put that down. I'm walking. I'll walk out of here.
Threatening to walk off.
And I am too. It's going to be Willard and the goo.
Well, goo will stay willingly.
Yeah. Hard to get the guy
something
out of here some days.
Something about me and Willard. What do you get jealous
Goo is like Francesco. I'll do an 8-hour show. It'll stink for 5, but I'll do one.
That's right. A 4.
Hey. Hey, guys.
I can't work like this.
Dude, that is. But did you see
specific,
the boss and Lucas put your fat heads on and they did an action?
Yeah,
it was like you two were talking.
I love that there's probably people out there that don't know what a fat head is.
Sure.
So it just sounds like you're calling us fat heads.
Some of us are our likeness on a giant cardboard cutout.
Yeah,
some are blurry.
Yeah.
Some are sharp.
The math is.
Some are from, what's Steiny, would you say that's 2003, that picture?
No, a little more recent.
I'd argue yours, Dibs, is actually the biggest throwback of the bunch because you're covered in hair.
That's probably from, well, that's Joe Lo and Dibs days because Joe Fortenbaugh decided that we should do our team photo
in
suits because, this is what we do on radio, suits.
Boy, that aged well.
That was pre-YouTube, though.
Well, and at the time, if you can look on the YouTube audience at the hair, that was right before when we got to the give-up portion because you see your boy still holding on there. Little bit of front, and then a big wide swath of nothing. There's hair in some spots.
I see it.
But now we've gone to the straight give up portion.
Hey, Evan.
Jordan.
Evan read the latest, and I'm hoping he can do it again because that'll be our jumping off point for the discussion from Tom Pelissero.
We just talked about it outside.
Okay, let's have Evan.
Shocker.
Evan, read the latest report on Ayuk, and we'll jump in.
Shocker. The 49ers have made a renewed effort in recent days to strike a long-term deal with wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. The situation is fluid, and other teams, including Pittsburgh, are still in the mix, but a return to San Francisco appears increasingly possible.
All right.
Episode of Friends, Willard.
When you
gave it to me, that was it.
Yeah. Can I add a Jordan Schultz tweet?
Sure.
Jordan Schultz. Huffington Post?
He does stuff with let's see. What is he calling himself now? He just calls himself NFL Insider.
He was on ESPN, now he's doing stuff at FS1. Jordan's tapped in. 49ers star Brandon Ayuk recently had a sit-down meeting with Kyle Shanahan and others in the organization where, quote, some open and candid thoughts were expressed. The two sides have since restarted negotiations on a long-term deal, and there is some optimism that Ayuk could remain in San Francisco. Situation remains very fluid, but it is a sudden development.
Yeah.
You can call it that all you want. Look how surprised I am.
And I'm right next to
you. Come on, man. It's not a sudden development.
Well, you actually had this as the third most likely scenario.
I did.
Just a couple of days ago.
I did.
So you should be somewhat surprised.
Well, like third?
Of the three.
But nothing's happened yet. My
well,
point
they're talking
is,
now.
Yeah, well, again, no, we're just being told things on Twitter. Right. That's what's happening right now.
Andrew Filippone.
There never was a trade, and there isn't an extension now.
Right.
There's just the same
muck that everyone's stuck into and things being shared publicly by teams or agents who want it shared. That's all that's happening. But the longer we go and the more we hear, if you want to take sort of an analytical view of this whole thing, don't all four of us agree? Parting makes no sense.
Yeah, none.
For anyone.
I said it 20 minutes ago.
It makes no sense for Brandon Ayuk to play on a different team this year. For anyone.
Well, unless he's going to make 33 for his new team and 23 for the...
But he was already offered that. He was offered that, and
he said no.
So if he would make 33 for the team he wants to go to...
But this is the team he wants to go to.
Yep. He never wanted to leave. They didn't want him to leave.
They didn't want him to leave.
Well, let's not act like they have done... You're right. Let's not act like it's now a done deal.
No, but that's also been reported.
It's better than he's traded.
I mean, you played it. Barrow said that to us 2 days ago.
What's that?
The 49ers want... the option A is for Brandon to play for the 49ers this year.
Right.
TJ told us yesterday, option one for Brandon is to play for the 49ers over the Steelers.
Okay.
And so you want this and we want this. Do this.
Makes sense.
I mean, it
makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I just...
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you.
For what?
I want to spend time with you after the show.
That's really...
I didn't like that look, to tell you the truth.
Well,
you better be careful.
Can't do nothing about it.
Why do you do that anyway?
Because I think it's like a pleasant sound.
And the other day I had something. I go, Willard does it on his show. Yeah. I just popped it open. Let everybody hear.
Isn't that not a sound that makes you happy? I think that makes
not
people
not when I
happy.
Know that it is your lightweight seltzer water.
Doesn't
it
matter.
Actually makes me angry.
Why?
Knowing that you're popping open a fizzy water.
We're about to work. What do you want me to do?
I would want you to do that
at
5:55.
Quietly have your beverage.
Happy Friday, y'all.
It's like Brandon Ayuk. It's a timing thing.
Plus, I did it right when you and Goo started doing like some sort of a, what are you looking at? And it was kind of like my way of being like, whoa, buckle up.
It was a side eye there. We'll talk about
it later. Those two people that have spent 5 days together and need a break. That's what happened there.
Welcome My list back. Of what's bugging me is growing with every passing moment here on the show.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You can't just say
that's coming
me.
Up
that's
in 7 minutes.
That's a present for you.
No. Okay. Normally you don't bug me. You really bugged me in our meeting before the show.
Why?
That was way out of line. I won't mention it because it will come across wrong.
I tried to build a segment around you. What are you talking about?
And that's
I came in with a whole idea.
That's a great idea. It's mean-spirited and makes me feel bad about myself, but I'm here
Dan
for
Dibley.
It.
Feature Dan Dibley. That's what they said. What would you do different on this show? I said, feature Dan Dibley.
Did you really say that, Will?
Yeah.
For 5 minutes once a week. So let's not pretend that it's going to mean more touches.
Three times a week.
You know what it is?
Three times a week.
It's like when Kyle Juszczyk gets that one route. It's a wheel route. When he goes out to block and he's really not blocking and it's Juszczyk on the wheel, that's what this basically is. It's one throw every third week. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, come on, Evan. Really?
What's the problem?
What happened?
He just dropped in front of me the new What's Bugging You read. And I don't like it.
It's no longer tick season?
Do I read it?
It isn't. No. You can hold out.
I got to really read this?
No, you don't.
Show business, baby.
What's your guy's name at Atco?
Billy.
Hey, Billy.
You can hold in.
Hey, Billy.
Steiny, I'll read it.
That's a one.
Pass it to a professional, a guy who has 6 live reads in the station.
Give it over there.
Coming up at 2,
he's
I'll read this.
He's a real host.
I'll read this.
Yeah.
Listen. It was traditional.
Oh, yeah, I know it was. I'm trying to.
I'm like Eric B. and Rakim up in this piece.
Hey.
Paid in full.
That's a throwback.
We walk into a room and Steiny, the salespeople, it's like people we've never met, at least 15 to 20 people. Steiny's first quote is, the reason the show works is he's black and I'm white.
That's one of the reasons.
Well, dude, everybody look like that's your byline, Steiny. Oh, man. And that's where traditional host was born. When the boss goes, he's not your traditional, which was a compliment.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was real host, and I thought it came from me when the three of us did a show together. Yeah.
Oh, no, it was traditional.
I thought that was the origin of it.
And you know what? Nahigan's not a real boss either. How about that? Oh, he'll be in here.
My guy.
3, 2, 1.
Nope.
Here he comes.
Look, Steiny, look.
No.
That's
gold.
Our attention swings to Trent Williams.
I mean,
Williams.
The tension hasn't gotten off of Brandon Ayuk yet because it's just a report that they're talking. And
but they scored a run.
I'm really interested to see. No, they got base runners and scoring. And if they're like the Giants, they're going to strand them.
Oh, God.
And that's coming up in a couple hours.
Yeah, that is their weakness.
Hopefully the 49ers are not calling on Mike Yastrzemski or Matt Chapman to come knock this in.
That's pretty good.
If this thing does get knocked in, I'm just fascinated to see where the number lands. Because yesterday, TJ Houshmandzadeh was very clear about what he thought we were dealing with 26 or 28 million.
Yeah, but you know what? It, like, fair rebuttal to our conversation with TJ is that AAV is one potential tiny piece of this. And did you know this better than anyone? Like, you could be like, well, the Niners are at 26 and Brand is at 28.
Okay.
That's got nothing to do with the guarantees. That has nothing to do with
You think that's what's hanging this up?
I don't know, but I would argue that that's at least as, if not more important
than
the 26 versus the 28.
Right.
Tyreek Hill was publicized 2 years ago for getting 30, but he didn't. And in fact, he just restructured it because it was a bunch of funny money at the end of it. It's what Trent Williams is arguing about right now, 3 years of funny money. Yeah. And so I have that's something we don't know anything about. And, I mean, the Patriots.
But aren't you tired? Don't you want to resolve?
Everybody, of course.
That's all. Topic fatigue, Dibs.
I mean, that's, I just
learned that from you.
I thought we got somewhere after a week of this. I thought we really got somewhere yesterday in talking to TJ. And I know a lot of people took it this way. And you should have known this, as you said, Dibs. Y'all should have known this was coming ahead of time.
It was telegraphed.
We had TJ on to get Brandon's side of the story.
Yeah.
So I like a lot of people were like, "Well, that was a biased interview." Well, yeah,
it was telegraphed to be biased.
We've had the 49er people on too.
What happened is
they have a microphone every day. Kyle Shanahan after practice. So yes, this was Brandon's side of the story. And once you get this far into it, talking trade since the draft, Steelers, Commanders, Patriots, Brown. You get this far into it, and both sides are telling you we still want each other. Well, there's your answer.
No doubt about it.
That's your answer. So just go there and hang up the phone with all these other teams.
It made no football sense for him not to be a part of your team. No.
You know what?
What you got?
That possibility I allowed for may actually be right.
Refresh my memory.
I said I'm allowing. I said I'm allowing for the possibility that the 49ers might be closer with IU
just minutes ago
than Trent Williams. Not saying it's happening.
But you could, I got to back you up, man.
Can I ask you guys this? To what level do you all think the two are linked, if at all?
I kind of don't.
I've thought that too, but I'm starting to wonder if there's just like a, it's not that they're linked, but that they maybe need to come in a certain order.
Well, it may be fair to Trent Williams.
If the Niners don't want to do Trent until they, are we paying Brandon? Are we not paying Brandon?
But it goes to importance too, Willard. Like, that's not a slight at Trent Williams. He's the more important player in this.
But if they sign Ayuk first, it doesn't mean they think Ayuk's a higher priority.
No, but it does give them more budgetary clarity.
Right,
because
exactly.
Ayuk's number this year actually goes down, and then you can see what you have to pay him the next couple of years. Then you can look at Trent and say, all right, Trent, now we know exactly how much we have now and then, as opposed to you give Trent a lot now, and then you realize, oh, shoot, we don't have as much to give Brandon as we thought.
And Trent's is, I would think, Trent's is a lot easier.
Correct.
This is a much less complicated
Well, you already have him on for 23, right. So even if you give him 27, you realize it's only four more, and so you'll know at that time how much more you'll have to give him once Brandon's done.
We know a lot more about what Brandon wants than what Trent wants. I don't know what Trent wants.
Does he top three, top two, or the highest?
Does he? Or does he want next year to be guaranteed? I don't know. We heard that.
We heard that. Time for the legal.
Yeah, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. All right, guys.
That was very traditionally
done. I thought you were
going
to do the other one.
No, the what's bugging you?
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock.
I know.
I was going to lead us right to it because you're afraid of this read. And I was going to do it in Steiny fashion.
Now I can't wait to hear what it says.
It's all right, guys. Funny.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock on
a
Friday.
What does Steiny not want to do?
I love you, buddy.
That's time to lay out. Lay out for dibs.
Guys, it's Friday at 2. It's time to find out what's bugging you. Termites munching, causing you woe? ATCO Pest Control, we're pros, you know. Swift Solutions, eco-friendly care. Check out our site for what we prepare. ATCOPestControl.com, where pests beware. I am Dr. Seuss, and I know what's bugging me. Wow. Steiny, why don't you go first, buddy?
It is funny. Let's go, baby.
I thought I nailed the read.
That was crazy.
On a Friday,
what's bugging me is the phrase, the math works. It's lazy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's trite, it's meaningless, and it's the kind of thing somebody says when they don't have anything else to say. They don't want to analyze the team. They don't want to analyze the pitching. They don't want to analyze the fielding. Your only statement is the math works. Go a little deeper. I'm going to ask you next week when we host together. Just go a little deeper. That's all.
I want to give you a radio hug because that...
I want to give him a radio right cross.
That was so... the math works symbolizes and comes from a guy that dreams or a gal. And the fact that Amen. You can't dream is why you don't like that statement. The obvious and the Dr. Seuss of it all is watch the damn game and you'll know about the pitching and you know what time it is. But when the math is still there... You're still dreaming. Yeah. You ignore what sure. you see
exactly.
and how you change.
There you go.
But as long as the math is still there, Willard, a fan can dream.
I think it's the other side. I think you do the analysis and you do all the work, and yet Hello? These naysayers still, and it's like, you know what? The math works. If you just want to step back from your negativity, and I spent 3 days with Dr. Negatron last week, Mark Grandy. Oh, FP called God. Him out repeatedly.
I didn't lie. You jumped out. I'm mad
at you. FP jumped on him for being so negative.
I heard about this from 3 Willard, time zones away.
FP goes, you're the most negative person I've ever heard. And, and Dibs was like, yeah, I get it, Karate Kid. Finish him.
Sweep the leg, FP. So the phrase, the math works, is simply a punctuation. You know what it is, Steiny?
Oh boy.
It's punctuation sensation.
The math works.
Yep.
Ninth.
Or the math is still there.
Yeah, they have the ninth best math.
Right. But it was 14th just a week ago, partner.
Mm-hmm. They were never 14th.
It was 13th. Same thing. Right. You know what I mean.
Get it right.
I think we got to go to fan graphs. Hang on.
Well, we got. Well,
What do you think it is?
Probably up to 17.
I'm saying 24.
Playoff.
Nah,
24.
That's a little aggressive.
Okay, you say
17.
24.
15.
15, 17, and 24.
Oh, this is fan graphs. I'm going 20.
Oh.
Whoa.
Because it was higher than Baseball Reference.
Okay.
3 days ago.
Wait. I like my Willie Mays.
You said
24.
You said
Chris Mullen.
You said 17 and you said
who's 20?
Barry Sanders is 20. Well, what'd you originally say?
15.
You just stuck with it.
Jeff Hosteller.
But wait a minute, Mark.
14.7.
Still?
But that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Initially.
But yep. you don't know what other teams are doing. And we've
But they've gained ground,
but
Mark.
More days on the calendar have gone by.
But they've gained ground.
But more days on the calendar have gone by.
Oh, that's wow. true.
There you go.
That is true.
Like I'm not a calculator.
I like that.
I'm telling you what
Guru Computer missed games.
Yeah, boy, that's
games running by.
They've been hot as hell, and they're still 14-7.
Maybe they were like, we were going to up it to 16, and then Duvall blew a save. They still got the win, but it was kind of an annoying win.
That's so funny.
I don't know. Man. How they do this, but that's what they did.
Hey, I missed that.
14.7.
Okay.
Kind of bothers me. It didn't go up.
Yeah.
That's basically 1-7. Yeah. 1-7 chance.
Yeah. Still less
they
than
They got a brutal
Jackson.
Schedule in September.
Yeah, they do.
But
they
you got to worry about tonight against Detroit.
But they have easily like a, here they have a joke of a schedule for the next 2 weeks.
On Detroit playing
well. They got
well.
The A's. They got the A's, too.
You said they gave up four days ago.
Who, Detroit?
You.
Well, I think they've won 3 of 4 or 4 in a row. I mean, I react to new information.
It's the realest thing, Goon. Man.
Can I just lighten the mood with what's bugging me?
I thought it was pretty light.
And it's, well, this is non-sports and it's brief. And I hope, I know you're not out there listening, this individual, because you can't hear anything. It's motorcycle boombox guy. You're on a motorcycle, and you are playing music to the world.
Wow.
You can't hear the music. And all I can hear is, run, run, run. And you're absolutely way too loud music. Memo to motorcycle boombox guy, they're called earbuds. Go ahead and get a pair. Keep your music to yourself. You're on a motorcycle or a chopper. You can't hear it. It's the most annoying thing out there on the roads. Motorcycle boombox guy.
Wow.
It's bothering me.
It is bothering me.
How do you know that they can't hear it?
Because they can't hear anything. All they can hear is.
No, they got it. The loud as that stuff goes, they can hear it.
No, he meant they can't hear him doing what's bugging you.
Yelling at him. Them. Okay. I mean, like, have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Many times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out East Bay Dragons.
Shout out to multiple motorcycle accidents.
Oh, boy. No really? Fender benders.
Yeah,
and
decided to hang it up. Yeah. Always a helmet, though.
I bet. Good for you, man.
Yeah. Saw a couple people on a scooter today, no helmet, in these main streets.
Did you yell and point at them?
No, I've already told this individual, who may or may not be a coworker,
okay.
to wear a helmet. And they basically gave me the Heisman, so all right, you're on your own.
Yeah. Well, okay. I agree with you.
My turn?
That's all you can do, please.
I agree with you there.
I have been putting in work at the gym, 24-hour fitness, and I say that because I get in, I'm Pete Rose. I want to hustle, I want to get to my machine and get out. What's going on now is an epidemic. People are sitting at one station with the look in their eye of thinking about their life and doing everything but exercising. Get your ass in and get out because other people are waiting. Your boy's circling the gym because I need the leg press machine, and guys and gals are just sitting there, and I'm not rude, but I want to knock, knock. You get in, you get out. That's how the gym works. Think about everybody else that's waiting. Get in and get out. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm the gym police. They're there for like 5 minutes, 4.5 minutes. And I want to just Richard Pryor, I'm like, what the F are you doing? Put in work. And they're there. I'm tired of it. It's bugging me. Get in and get out because other people got things and places to do.
That's what those mirrors are there for. You just look at yourself.
Well, I ain't there yet. Wow. They got a long way for that. Yeah.
Boy, that looked good. Yeah. That looked good. I'll do a quick one. Camilla Duvall is bugging me.
Wow.
Listen, Camilla Duvall is bugging me. This year has been absolutely as awful as it could have been for this kid coming off of an all-star campaign. We've had everything. We've had blown saves. We've had bad attitudes. We've had quirky stuff. I can't pitch with a lead. I can't pitch without my light show.
Remember that?
Like, I have never seen a young player sort of destroy the vibe around him as quickly as Camilla Duvall. Coming into this year and even early in the year, if you had asked a Giants fan, like, oh, what are some of the young players you could be excited about? That's a list that's been so hard to build for a while, but he was always a guy you could stick on it for the last couple of years. And I don't know what's happened, and I don't know how much I believe this 10 out of 13 is actually a thing, but they need him, but it feels like they don't have him
right
now.
He feels like he has no confidence.
He doesn't. And the fact that that someone's warming up behind him as twice, his light show is going on now. Good Lord. Good Lord.
That's a good one.
All
that's
someone needs to do is pull him aside and in Spanish, I don't know what the translation is, but just let him know the math is there.
Real quick, Dibs. Yeah. We're talking about Kobe Bryant, four languages. Do you, how many languages do you speak?
Me?
Yeah.
One.
I'm disappointed in you and Steiny. How about you, Willard?
One.
Guru,
I
mean,
I took Spanish.
I took Spanish.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yo tengo as far as
but
I got.
But are you fluent?
No.
Yeah, and like I'm not.
But the wordsmith over here and two parents being teachers. Yeah. And
there's nothing.
Cliff Clavin over here. I thought you'd be on at least three.
I can understand a lot of French and some Spanish, but both my kids are fluent in Spanish. I took French in high school like an idiot. And that's we'll go ahead and cut that.
Right, what are you doing on that one?
Yeah.
Wait.
Bonjour.
Steiny. Oh, because I said the math is there. Such a crybaby. Yeah.
Steiny laughed.
I was about to compliment him, too.
He laughed.
I'm shocked. It's only one language for my guy.
Yeah,
that was such a cowardly way
that
to do
was,
it.
He really wanted to
well,
do
well, no, because he threatened that.
It was wrong.
But dude. He wanted to
well,
do
no,
it.
He threatened it, but right. The threat was that he was going to do it before, too.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, you won't.
And you know what?
Because you'll
he
get
he was
crushed.
The one who brought it back
exactly,
into the parlance.
Exactly. Wow. He got what he wanted.
On dude. A Friday.
Yeah. Right.
On a Friday.
And I was just
we'll
about to compliment him, too.
Yeah.
Take his fat head down. Here, you talk. I'm taking his fat head down.
Yeah.
We'll be listening,
guys. Put me up there. Put me up there, Willard. Yeah. Put me up there. He loses his fan. Thank you. Put the Dibber up there. I used to do mornings. Put me up there with those guys.
At the cafeteria.
So you enjoy Steiny, and I'll enjoy Willard, and I'll do that right here on 95.7 The Game.
This guy is such a D.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.